NPR News is taking a closer look at media for children this month. Now, one of the summer's big movies for kids, Despicable Me 2. Title alone tells you a bit about the film's offbeat humor. It stars a hulking evil villain named Gru.
We will have the capability to pull off the true crime of the century.
Who adopts three adorable little girls? Now, for all his bluster, Gru is a bit of a softy.
Sleepy kittens. Sleepy kittens. Three little kittens love to play. They had fun in the sun all day. Wow, this is garbage.
And NPR's Elizabeth Blair talked to the Despicable Me screenwriters about making an animated supervillain super funny.
One reason Gru is hilarious is the way he looks. He's got this big, huge chest and short, skinny little legs. He's bald with a long, pointy nose. He's both full of himself.
Ah, right, baby! Gru's back in the game!
And a social misfit. Steve Carell is the voice of Gru. When he was developing the character, he told NPR in 2010, he just felt Gru should have an accent.
I couldn't really tell what sort of accent, and I don't think anybody can actually determine what accent I'm doing in the movie, which was my choice, of course.
Oh, you've got to be pulling on my leg.
Despicable Me writers Cinco Paul and Ken Dorio say Gru is something of a personal fantasy of theirs.
Well, Gru, as we conceived him, is basically the guy who does all the stuff that we would love to do, but we just can't. You know, he's the guy who will freeze everybody in line at the Starbucks.
Freeze me! Freeze me! Freeze me!
If someone's annoying him, he will tell you. He will point out your flaws.
FYI, your dog has been leaving little bombs all over my yard, and I don't appreciate it.
Sorry. You know dogs. They go wherever they want to go.
Unless they're dead.
Oh, Gru is evil. Ken Dorio and Cinco Paul talk about Gru as if he's their child or their alter ego. They've written Gru's entire life, including his rough childhood.
It's rare you get to see the villain's backstory as we've got to see Gru, you know, as a little kid and his horrible mom.
Gru has flashbacks. We see him as a little boy in a pretend spacesuit trying to impress his mom, who just sneers.
Look, Mom, I drew a picture of me landing on the moon.
You might call the grown-up supervillain Gru's revenge.
With gadgets and weapons and cool cars, the whole deal.
Gadgets and weapons and cool cars. Sound familiar? Ken Dorio and Cinco Paul are huge fans of old James Bond movies. Gru looks a little like the Bond villain Blofeld. Gru's assistant, Dr. Nefario, is inspired by the Bond character Q.
Just the same way that James Bond has Q.
This is a class 4 grenade. 3 clicks, arms the 4-second fuse.
Gru has a mad scientist to create all of his gadgets. And Dr. Nefario's getting on in years, so he doesn't...
He may have not heard you right.
This is the new weapon you ordered.
No. Said dart gun, not...
Okay.
In Despicable Me 2, there are even more gadgets and weapons.
It's sort of James Bond times 1,000.
Ben Child writes a movie column for The Guardian in London.
It's extremely hard to do a sequel that's as good as the original. And this one actually did just have me literally crying tears of laughter at certain points. It was absolutely fantastic.
In Despicable Me 2, Gru is recruited by the Anti-Villain League, a sort of secret FBI. He's a single father now, so he's had to give up his life of crime for tea parties and playing princess with his girls. Ken Dorio and Cinco Paul both have daughters and wrote those scenes from personal experience.
Ultimately, the story of Gru is the story of all men who are villains until they become dads.
I know what makes you a boy.
Who you do?
Your bald head.
Oh, yes.
It's really smooth. Sometimes I stare at it and imagine a little chick popping out.
Good night, Agnes. Never get older.
The girls in Despicable Me 2 just keep winning over Gru's villainous heart. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.